Hi, everybody. This is Boaz, and welcome to another IDA webinar. Jane, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing awesome. Hi, Boaz.
Hey.
And hey, everybody. Oh, Boaz, did you start the recording? I'm sorry, or should I do that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're awesome. Thanks, dude. So, hi, it's Jane and Boaz from the Indie Design Association, and today we are going to talk about how to talk to a retailer, how to get their attention, what words you should use, and sort of a script that you can use. Now, I have a special surprise today. Some of you know because I posted it some places, but on the line we have a special guest, Amy Olson. Hi, Amy.
Hello, everybody. Nice to be here.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to jump right in a second here, but I just want to tell everybody thank you, the Indie Design Association. We are here for you, for emerging designers, helping you with the resources and the tools you need to get going. We do a monthly free webinar. We'll give you more information on the ones coming up, but Boaz has an awesome one planned for October.
Absolutely.
But today we're talking about let's get your product into some stores. So Amy has another appointment coming up, so we're going to start with her. And just so you know what you're going to learn today, you're going to get the 1-2-3 step-by-step process of when you get on the line with a store, when you walk in the door and you're there into a store and you see a buyer, what do you say? What don't you say? I was a buyer for a long time, so I definitely know what not to say.
Jane.
Yeah.
Just one second. I want to make sure that people are hearing us. If you don't,
thank you.
Guys, if you don't mind just sending us a quick reply in the Q&A thing, just to let us know that you can hear us because we want to make sure that what we're putting there is there's somebody listening on the other side. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
That has happened before, you know.
Yeah.
We were just talking to ourselves.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
Technical difficulties are always fun.
Yeah, it would be funny if it wasn't so true.
Yeah.
By the way, for those of you who are listening on the phone, Boaz, would you explain the synchronize thing?
So basically, when you look at the page on the link, on the left bottom side of the page, there is a possibility, like a button, that will let you synchronize your phone with your with the slides. It says synchronize slides with phone. If you press it, it will do just that. So make sure to do that so you can be following the slides while hearing all the information. And everything is good. We're ready to go. Everybody's hearing us. So you guys start.
I've just misplaced the slides.
All right.
Actually, I'll find them. Well, actually, I would love it, Amy. Amy has some really great experience, which is why she's here. Plus, she's just a person who loves to help designers. So, Miss Amy Olson of Chicago, would you tell us a little bit about your background and where you come from?
Sure.
Thanks.
I've been in the fashion industry for many, many years. Started my career in a marketing office of one of the nation's top department stores. Marshall Field is the name of it, and we were owned by Target Corporation. So I've been in corporate settings for a very long time, and then I jumped ship and went into sales for an international bedding company where I had to sell to about 75 stores in 8 states. So I kind of started over again. I never really had a sales background, so I feel your pain, I understand, and I have some great tips to help you through that process. You know, I dealt with a lot of shop owners. They were also the buyers, and it was a great experience. I learned a ton just from being out in the field, and from there, I went back into department stores, and I sold to every major department store in the nation, which was even scarier. So there's some, you know, ways to get through it. It's not easy, but, you know, a lot of it's based on your personality, knowing your product, and we hope I wish I had something like this when I was starting over is how I called it when I went into sales, because it was so new to me. So every listener is so lucky to have you, Jane and Boaz. I wish this was out there for me, to be honest. And this, I know this webinar is one piece of it. And Jane, I've known Jane for many years. You are in such good hands. So we hope you walk away with some great nuggets of info to make this process a lot easier.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Awesome. And so there's up on the screen is just a picture of Amy and I. Amy is the executive director, also, in addition to all her other stuff, is of the Chicago Fashion Incubator. And I'm the director of designer education. So there we are, a little picture together, and there's Boaz. And all right, so let's do it. So we're going to start. Our first script is what happens if you just stop by a store? Now, there's a lot more to selling to a boutique than knowing what to say when you get in front of the buyer. That is what we're focusing on today. You know, we're going deep into this one issue. There's all kinds of different aspects of selling, but we're just going to go into the words that you use, okay? So just so you know, we're not giving an overall view of how to sell. We're just saying this is what you do when you get in this position. Does that make sense?
Yes, to me it does.
Okay, yeah, okay, cool. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one, Amy is the shop owner, okay? So I was a buyer, you know, obviously had a store for a long time, and I know what it's like when you're sitting there and somebody pops in because they think you're just sitting there, but you have about 50 million things to do. So, Amy, describe yourself. You're sitting in the store.
Yeah,
you're shuffling papers. And,
I'm reading my Women's Wear Daily. I have bills in front of me. I have open-to-buy issues. I have, you know, stacks of paper. And then I'm also kind of embarrassed that a potential customer walked in seeing me because it's first thing in the morning. And, you know, anybody who walks into my store, I want to look like I'm ready to sell, to get some product out there. So, I'm in a tizzy.
You're a bit in a tizzy. And that's kind of typical, I would say.
Very typical.
Okay, so I walk in the store. I'm a vendor. I have a line, okay? And my line is called Maribel. All right? I have women's clothes. All right, so here I come. Ding, now.
Hi, welcome to my store. I wish I knew the name.
Oh, thanks. Hi. Cool store. Are you the buyer?
Oh, may I ask why you're asking? Do you have an appointment with us today?
Oh, no, but I was wondering, maybe if I could show you, I have some clothes and I'm a new design
if you don't have an appointment it's a little difficult for us to stop our day.
Okay, that's embarrassing. Okay,
yeah.
So this is, I think, a very typical response that designers do. They walk in and maybe they're planning to show or not, maybe they're just like, I'm just going to stop by, I don't want to bug them. That's your intention. But if you're sitting there, Amy's sitting there working on stuff, and you say to her, are you the buyer? Her reaction is to pull back and squeeze in together.
Right.
Like, what? You've seen them do it, right, Amy? Like,
absolutely. First of all, you get kind of defensive. Like, what do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
You're already – somebody's asking something of you. It's unannounced, and I'm just trying to get through my coffee and the 10 bills I have to pay out to the vendor,
So when you say, are you the buyer, they go on the defensive. That's exactly
right.
You're right. And then you've put yourself already, you've gotten off to the wrong foot. You're already in the bad position of trying to defend yourself that, oh, no, I didn't mean to bug you, okay? So let's try that again. Let's just say you're going to stop by and the buyer's busy and there she is, busy with her papers. And okay, so here I come. Ding, ding.
Hi, welcome to Jane's store. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And then what I would do is I would turn to the right, away from her, and start looking around the store. Okay? Now, obviously, you're not there to shop, and you're not going to pretend that you're just shopping. But you don't even know necessarily if you like this store. So the person greets you. You just start looking around. Get a feel for the store. See if you even want to talk to the buyer. Maybe you already know it is because you've been here before, but maybe you're just stopping by and you don't. Either way, pretend like you're a customer for the first second, okay?
Right.
And then inevitably, Amy's going to come up and say, do you need any help? or right, what would you say?
Right, I'd say, may I help you find something? You know, we're moving on our summer clearance. We have 50% off rack in the back. This is all our new fall merchandise.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, your stuff is beautiful. You know, actually, I'm a designer, and my line is Marable. I do contemporary women's wear in the dresses in the $150 to $200 wholesale price point. And I was just, you know, I just was stopping in because I was in the neighborhood, and I was wondering if you could tell me the name of the person in charge of looking at new lines.
Sure. Well, she's not here, but, you know, what would make it easier for me is if you had a line sheet. Do you have anything in your bag that I can kind of tell you, you know, where her head's at for the season?
Oh, what's a line sheet?
Wow, you got me there.
Yeah, right. That's not on our script. But that would have been me when I started. Right,
right. Well, a line sheet is your catalog. So, you know, in order for our buyer to look at things efficiently and quickly, because she doesn't have a whole lot of time, we'd love to see your product laid out on a simple line sheet. This would be something that would have your looks and your wholesale price point, and also your retail.
Well, how much would you pay for things? Because I haven't really thought about that yet.
Wow, it really sounds like you're not ready to be in our store, I have to admit. You know, those are the types of things that I don't think we're ready to we're not really here to – we're here to buy your clothing if you're not ready. It sounds like you may want to come back next season when you're in a couple stores.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So Amy has a perfect point, right? So before you even do any of this, you want to have, you know, your selling materials ready, and you want to know, you know, you want to have something to leave behind, okay? So when she comes up, and I'm pretending to look around, she says, can I help you? I say, actually, I'm a designer with, I do this for these people at these price points. Okay, so that's the first thing I want you to write down. I make women's contemporary dresses at the $150 to $200 wholesale price point for the party girl, whatever niche you fit into. You know, is your style contemporary? Is it, you know, whatever it is that you do. So they get a feeling of who's the ideal customer. Okay? I do this for these people at these approximate prices. Now, what I'm teaching today is not what everybody's going to tell you. I mean, there's people that would say, you know, you don't do it this way. This is the way I have kind of developed just after having a store for such a long time and working with retailers.
A quick question. Jane,
yes.
Do you want me to give you a question as they come, or should we just leave time? Because I know that we're a little bit in a rush because Amy has to leave.
You know, we'll probably wait just till Amy goes.
Okay.
I don't want to keep you, Amy.
No,
I know you have another appointment. But yeah, because I loved questions. That's my best favorite part.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So then let's do this. Let's pretend you are not interested at all. Okay. So let's go back and say, let's say I do have something in my bag. Okay. So go ahead. So sorry. You are saying, what, may I help you find something?
Yeah. Hi. Welcome to the store. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Actually, you know, I'm just looking around because I've heard from your store. I heard your store was great from a friend of mine, and it's beautiful. And I'm actually looking because I'm a designer. I have a line called Maribel that does women's contemporary dresses around $170 wholesale for the socialite mom or whatever it is.
You know, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm just kind of in the middle of things and how we work in our stores that, you know, we really prefer appointments.
Oh, totally. Of course, I absolutely understand. If I could, I'll just leave this right here. I do not want to interrupt. And I'll just leave this right here. I don't want to bother you at all. I was passing by, and my friend loves your store. So, yes.
No, we appreciate that. But I would love to look at your line. I really appreciate you being prepared and leaving a line sheet. How about this? Let me take a look at it. If you're walking around the neighborhood, can you leave your cell phone number while I look? Do you have samples in the car?
You know, I actually do. Yeah, I do have samples, and I'll be around a little, but I live in, you know, this other town way far away, but I, you know, I'll be around a little bit. But I, and yeah, I have samples in the car.
Well,
but, you know, let me give you my number and, you know, take a look. And I don't want to bother you at all. Here's everything. No big deal. When you have a convenient minute, here's my phone number. If it looks like something that could work for you, great. And if it's not for you, I totally get that too.
Great. Great. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one. Boom.
Awesome.
So sometimes what happens
was I supposed to shut you down completely?
No, we'll do that one next time. We'll do that next
okay.
time. Wait, sorry, Boaz.
I'm enjoying this very much. I had that when I approached stores. You don't want to know how I approached stores back in the days.
What did you do, Boaz? Yes, I do want to know.
Yeah, actually, that sounds interesting.
I just had my stuff in a Garmin bag, and I went into stores just like that.
With the bag?
No, with the bag. But here's the thing about that, and I tell this to designers too. What do you do with the bag? You just flop it over a chair? You know, how are you finding rack space? Are you moving their product?
Honestly,
that's always the awkward part. You walk in with this Garmin bag, and where does it go?
Yeah.
It's such great questions you just asked, because I didn't think about these things, quite honestly. I just had it, and when if they had a response, I just opened it, and whatever was near me, I would just lay it out on. It was a chair, it was their table, it was a rack, whatever it
is.
And you're right, that was super unprofessional. I'll tell you one other thing, actually, that I learned after that is the whole presentation. Like, I just had different hangers. Everything was just not coordinated nicely. Really.
That's the biggest one right there. Even, you know, part of what I do is produce fashion shows. And when the designers bring their stuff to me and it's on dry cleaning hanger or plastic hangers, forget about it. It tells me that you don't really care about your product that much to go to IKEA and buy some wooden hangers. That just makes it look better. It hangs better, you know. So, yeah.
I was kidding. That was my mistake. But I was maybe in the state for like 3 months, and I didn't know anything about these things. I just went and thought, okay. It worked actually with a couple of stores, but in general, it was more luck than a way of doing it.
Right. Well, we all have to start somewhere.
I mean, if you have a great product, you can screw up a lot more and still sometimes be okay. But I think stores are getting pickier and pickier, too.
I agree, especially when their dollars are so limited this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They want to know whatever they're spending, it's special, you know, and unique, and that you care enough to send the very best, isn't that? No, but you went the extra step to take care of your product, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just the little things.
Okay, so Amy, let's do the one where I get lucky.
You get lucky?
Yeah, and you're actually like...
I'm in a good mood and I have some money.
Yeah, okay, let's do that one, all right?
Okay.
Okay, it's not quite on our script, but you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, ding, ding.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Just going to take a look.
Great.
I'm looking. Amy says, may I help you find anything?
Yeah, we have some sale items in the back. I just pulled in some new fall merchandise. Have a look. We're really excited about this new knitwear line we're carrying. Let me know if you have any questions.
This is a cool store. And actually, speaking of knitwear, you know, I heard my sister loves this store and mentioned I should stop in, and I love it, and I'm actually a knitwear designer.
You're kidding.
And yeah, I live just in, you know, the next state, and you're probably busy, but I just thought I would stop by to see, and I love your store, and I would love an opportunity to get some feedback sometime, you know, about my line.
You know, you caught me on a good morning. I actually have a little bit of time, and, you know, I understand what it takes to get here. So do you have samples in your car?
Yeah, that's great, because I'm only here for today, and that would be awesome. I so would appreciate your feedback. Here, I'll just leave you right here. I have my line sheet. Here's my photo and the price list and everything, and I'm going to go grab the samples.
Great.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much. I'll be right back. Because you know what? That happens.
Yeah, it actually does. And then, you know, the thing to do is that you're prepared. You know, now you're running to your car, you're grabbing your samples. And Jane, you went through this with our incubator designers. Are the samples in the order that your line sheet is? When you walk in, right, you have 20 minutes to nail this. because she's in a good mood.
Right.
So
that's a really good point. Are you the order? Okay, we're going to get to a lot more stuff, more calling and more questions. But Amy,
yeah,
if you don't mind, before I know you have to go, I would love to hear you. Could you just kind of walk us through your process? Because I know when we spoke last, you mentioned how it was so different to be the buyer than to be the seller.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and when I don't necessarily boast about myself, but the only thing I really had going for me was a great personality, and then I could put my I don't know if it's because I'm a Libra or whatever it is. I'm able to really step into someone else's shoes, and I found that was the greatest attribute that would get rid of my butterflies, because when I left Marshall Field's in events and going into selling, number one, I hated math. I hated Excel sheets. I had such a learning curve to overcome in a very short time. And, you know, I was hired to sell to specialty boutiques. Our products, the average price point was $200 at wholesale. I sold things up to, you know, $700 or $800. So the way in which I had to sell and know the product, because it was a very high price point, and you know, a lot of these shop owners were the buyers, and they put their heart and soul into, you know, this business. They're all entrepreneurs. This wasn't mass merchant. You know, this was their livelihood, and so that I kind of started there, having the understanding of who these people were. When I had to hit the road and go to 8 states, I researched every single store. I wanted to know how long they've been in business, where they came from, and how they did it. And the first store, and I was walking into existing accounts, so thankfully it was a tiny bit easier, but these people also had to put their trust and faith in me that I would follow through on the things that I would say I do, that the deliveries were on time. And, you know, I became extremely organized, and especially understanding, you know, what was going to the stores, what deliveries, how they sold. I mean, I really did my research. One of the stories that I had to land this account where I had to sell probably just a ton, let's just say. I wanted to open a new account, and I was getting pressure that I hadn't done that. So we had a new store in Ohio, and when I did my research, she was a small lingerie boutique and in a tiny, tiny store. It was probably only 300 square feet. I'm like thinking, how am I selling bedding to this woman? I don't understand why. Okay, but I'm going to go, you know, figure it out. Well, it turns out she used to be the CEO of a major power company. It's like the ComEd or, you know, whatever the largest power company in your state is. And she just wanted to get out of corporate America and was really passionate about her shop. She just, you know, flipped the switch. I guess no pun intended. She was an energy company. Anyway, so I, you know, went out there, got there early, brought her coffee. You know, that was another big thing that I like to do, is to make, I don't know, my visit. I don't think coffee's that unique, but at least you're extending some effort. Or I'd bring a treat from Chicago. It could be chocolates that are made here or whatever, you know, and I'd kind of end my sales pitch with something to walk away with. At any rate, you know, I knew that she came from corporate America, so I knew, in my mind, that kind of personality, you got to go in being, you know, uber prepared and, you know, close the deal. But I, when I got there, she wasn't anything like I thought. You know, I was thinking a CEO would be very regimented. She was just sweet as pie. We hit it off famously. I didn't go into the sales pitch in the beginning. I wanted to know about her business, and she ended up moving into a 3,000 square foot store, and it was my biggest account, and I really nurtured that relationship.
Wow.
And if there were other stores, some of these people had been in this business for 20 plus years. I had never been in this.
Wait, but could I ask you something?
Yeah.
How did you know she worked for a power company?
I Googled her. I just Googled her name. Yeah. I mean,
seriously?
I Google everyone. I want to know what they look like. And if I'm really nervous about an account, and I not only Google to get their story and know who they are, but I if I'm walking into a store, I want to know what she looks like. So if I walk in, you know, there's been times where I was real nervous and I went in a week before, like in a baseball cap, no makeup, just like just incognito with my sister and my niece or nephew to distract them. You know, I just want to know the store, you know. And again, doing your research really helps, because if you think about it, you know, these are men and women entrepreneurs that have invested all of their savings, or like we do, you know, as entrepreneurs, but into this store. And I think about them. I think about, you know, how hard it is to run something, and what would make, how am I going to make their life easier? I'm following up. I'm making sure the product's delivered. Something's damaged, it gets, you know, taken care of quickly. So those were my, you know, the customer service is what set me apart, and really why I was successful in managing these stores, because that was my number one priority. I think in this day and age, you know, if you're shopping in certain stores, the customer service aspect is a little out the window. And that's what makes these specialty stores so unique, is you get to know the person. So,
yeah,
research was number one. Another point, yep, knowing what the store faces as challenges. I mean, I knew that in Detroit region, this is a while ago, but the car industry was tanking. So that meant that everybody didn't have the money. You know, people were losing their jobs left and right. So we did a lot of promotions to help the store with their sales. Another thing I wrote down was, what makes your product special? I don't care what you're selling. There's a story to it. And when I was selling the linen, I'm working for this linen company, what was special about it is that the designer was a mom. She was an avid gardener. I would tell a story as to what made this bedding special, why the customer would want to spend $800 on a duvet cover. Well, it's because, you know, she's in the south of France, she's sketching these, and I'd bring in, you know, a cool story about her, and it helped the salesperson also sell it. You know,
mm-hmm.
they attached a feeling to it, to because, you know, it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I made sure I followed through. If I said I was going to do something, I'd do it. You know, these store owners don't have a whole lot of time, and I just wanted to make their lives easier, so they knew they could put their trust in me to help, you know, bring some sales. And, you know, in your case, for everyone on the phone, I'm sure your product offerings are all very different. But, you know, make what you're selling unique. Make it something that they can't live without, because not only is it a beautiful product, but I'm going to follow through and, you know, make your life easier. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, you have a lot, and experience in the menswear business too. Like developing private label, that's a whole different animal, and a lot of customer service on that.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Oh my God. This from that job, I went to. I worked for Nick Graham. He was the guy who developed Joe Boxer,
mm-hmm.
and we were selling to Nordstrom, to every store across the country, and now I'm selling to buyers that are math whizzes, and I'm a creative person, but I had to learn a whole new language. You know, I mean, selling to department stores and knowing their sell-through, their turnover, I honestly went and got a book. I went online to learn the vocabulary. I went to buyers that I knew to help me. I went
mm-hmm.
to everyone to help me, because you don't want to walk into a meeting and not know what you're talking about. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people say fake it till you make it. I can't do that. I'm way too honest. It's written all over my face. Like, you'll know when I don't like something. You'll know when I love something. Or it's just that's not me. And but some people are. I worked with a girl who faked it. She didn't – but you thought that this girl handcrafted these items and – stitched them, sold them. I mean, she was remarkable, but that's just, you know, you got to be comfortable with your style. Don't try to be somebody that you're not, because they'll see right through it. I mean, we were selling, you know, a volume to 700 stores. I had to keep track of all that. And the buyers in that category are so much more intimidating, I think, than the shop owners. I learned a ton. I also try to develop thicker skin. you know, as artists, and I'm not sure if your callers are creating this product. I'm probably
usually, yeah.
Yeah. So you're really attached to what you're selling, and part of this is knowing that people, it's almost like art. You can look at it in a variety of different ways. People are going to like it. People aren't going to like it. And, you know, all you want to do is sell it. And it's difficult when, you know, the getting the thicker skin thing is a tough thing for me. I'm still working on that. And I'm old enough that I should have it by now. But, you know, in these situations, it's challenging. But
yeah.
I think you
do okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope so.
Awesome.
It took a while, let me tell you that.
Yeah, it does take a while.
Yeah, and practice, too. I reach out to people who have stores, to your peers. I mean, Jane, well, in this webinar, you got to keep, you know, as the callers on here, this is just a tip of the iceberg on what it takes. And I know, Jane, you work so hard in providing, and Boaz, you, both of you, providing tips. I would learn everything you possibly can backwards and forwards, and have the confidence to sell, because sometimes that's the hardest part. If you're a creative person, you're not real mm-hmm. aggressive. And, you know, it takes time, but boy, I would love
that's,
to.
That's a good point, because that's something we work with a lot with our clients, and building up the confidence and feeling not as afraid.
Right.
And that comes from practice and
it
being prepared.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You guys
Thanks
are doing
very,
such
very
a
much.
Great service for designers. I hope you're all in great hands. And really, if you can use this webinar, just go for it. I mean, I would do everything possible.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, no, I honest to God, I wish I had this, because it's and also strength in numbers. You know, it's nice to have a community to share ideas and thoughts, and I don't know, what a wonderful thing you're doing.
Thanks, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great day. I know you're back to work, and we so appreciate it.
We're getting really, really good response. Like, people are really, if they could, they probably would keep you here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
the response.
So maybe we can get her back another time. She's
got
more
absolutely.
Topics too, trust
I
me.
Love it. I mean, a lot of what I learned from watching people, listening to mentors. I mean, you learn so much. I mean, I can't stress enough. I volunteered a ton, too, and, I mean, this is in a different category, but I don't know. The more you can get under your belt, the better you're going to feel, because it is about confidence, and, you know, this isn't an easy thing to do, believe me.
Yeah.
But I learned a ton, and I'm always happy to share.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate it.
All right, guys.
All right,
have a great one. All right.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome.
Oh, she's so great.
She was amazing.
I love how she says it's about confidence. That's so true. All right, shall we take some questions before we move on to the next?
Yeah, actually, one of the questions that people keep on asking is the examples that we gave so far is about you physically going into a store, and they wanted some more information or play about what happens when you call.
Yeah,
so
we'll just want to do that in just a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely, that's coming up. No problem.
Okay, let's start with, we got tons of questions. I have many questions for you. I'm going to start.
Let's do like three or four, and then we'll get to the next part.
Next section?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, a lot of questions about line sheets.
Yes.
They're asking, I'm going to try to generalize some of the questions. Instead of line sheets, can we leave like wholesale catalog?
Yes. I mean, this is a big topic, so let me try to give an answer that would make sense in two sentences or less. Leave something.
Yep.
Leave what you have.
Right.
Obviously, I have a whole step-by-step process of how I think you should contact stores, how often you should contact them, what order you should send things in.
Right.
We go over that all in my course, How to Sell to Boutiques course.
Right.
But basically, you'll need a line sheet, which will give the prices and the terms and minimums and all that. But if you're in a store and you're going to leave something, leave a postcard, leave a catalog, leave whatever you have at the moment. So they have your contact information, and so they know your prices if you can,
right,
or at least a way to go online and to find your information.
Another question is, what if you go into a store, and that's from Sarah Wagner in Inglewood. If you go into a store and you feel, you know, you feel your product is perfect, you leave your line sheets and feel like you left a positive impression, but and they like your product, but they never call.
Okay.
Do you follow up? Do you
this is really typical. You can't really expect them to call. They're probably not going to call. Okay? So just lower your expectations from the get-go. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Just know, even if they like it, they are just so busy. So it's absolutely up to you to not sit by the phone and wait for them to call. I even say, I'll leave this here and I'll call you next week and follow up and get your feedback. And
right,
then you call. I would give them, you know, if you've been in there and you know these are obviously local stores, but if you're dealing with different areas, it's different. But you leave it and you say I'll follow up with you in a few days, and you call them in like 3 to 5 days. And you say, in the meantime, all my information's on there, but I will follow up with you. And you know what happens? I just had a big discussion about this at a small workshop I did this week. And what happens is some of these designers that I've been working with are doing this. They're saying, I'll follow up with you. They find that the people are like, oh, no, I'll call you first. Because they're like, oh, you don't have to follow up. I'll do it. Sometimes they actually want to call you back before you have a chance to follow up. Which is really a strange dynamic, but anyway, that's a different story. But yeah, leave it, and then just know it's up to you to follow up.
And then we have a lot of questions about line sheets and like the dates that you write on it, delivery dates, and things like that.
Okay, well, those are all good questions. But if it's okay, what do you think, Boaz? I think we should kind of stick with this, just how to talk, and then.
That's what I feel, just because we need to –
and I will tell you how to get more information on that, guys, on the line sheets. But I think if we start going into that, we won't get to, you know, the
right,
other questions about, how, you know, once you've sent them something and they've seen a line sheet or whatever it is that you have, what do you say on the phone?
There's
how do you get over your nerves?
One question that I kind of like is hold on, let me just find it. I've been told that it looks bad if the designer is selling their own good, that it sends a message that they are low budget and that they don't have a business. That's true.
I completely disagree with that. I don't know who told you that, but it might have just been like maybe a friend or someone who's not in the industry. I know Boaz agrees, Amy, we all agree that you want to sell your line yourself in the beginning. It makes you look like you care to me. When I was a buyer, you know, I had my store, nobody expects you to have a sales force. I think these days it's assumed everybody's doing everything, you know, you don't have teams of people. So yeah, I would disagree. I don't feel it makes you look bad. The stores that I work with would never, I couldn't even imagine them thinking that, really.
Right.
Not in the beginning, for sure.
Oh, so I think it's understandable as well at the end of the day. I mean, you know. And then a few questions about, you know, how do you reach department stores? But I think we're concentrating on boutiques at this point, and that should be our focus.
Yeah, and on that note, I would say you don't want to contact department stores until you have sold some boutiques.
Exactly.
And for the most part, actually, one of my clients, she's actually going to be showing her line. It's her first season, and she has an appointment. She hired a terrific salesperson because she came from the industry.
Uh-huh.
So she did do that, and she has a terrific first season appointment with Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's next week.
That's awesome.
But I can tell you, she does not expect them to pick up the line because
right,
she knows they want to see you in some boutiques first.
Right.
So they're looking because they like the salesperson and they feel it's worthwhile but no one's expecting a sale out of that. And she doesn't even really want it because she's not ready. But she's, you know, she's an industry, more of an industry veteran, so she kind of gets how it works.
Right. Should we move on? Because there are a lot of questions.
Let's move on. Plus, I want to see if we can bring someone on the line. And I do have a client after this, so I'm not going to be able to stay much on late.
Okay.
So the thing is, let's talk about the phone, like what you do when you call on the phone.
Okay.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
So first thing you do, if you want to call someone on the phone, you know, you got to do this to get to selling this, which is coming up for you in a second. So you got to use the phone to get to sell a store. You can also use email. You can use now. There's a lot of ways to do it, but eventually you have to get over your fear of picking up the phone to call somebody. Okay.
Right.
And I do understand how completely frightening it is. And it is, like I said, something we work on a lot, because not being able to do it or flubbing it when you do get someone on the phone is going to really hurt your sales. Okay. Before we get to when you are going to call a store, I do want to tell you, like all these other questions, how you can get more information on the general process. Okay. So if you feel, some of you are going to feel like you know this, and that's great. You're going to get everything you need today from this webinar. For those of you out there who would like to continue this conversation and who would like to go further with these topics, I have something for you. If you're wondering, well, what do I view first? Do I send them something? What should it look like? How do I know which stores are good for me? If you're wanting, what's the process? You know, what's the best way to approach a buyer? Then this is for you. This is how you can go deeper. Okay, and it's the course that I've been running that has been really, really good, and the clients are very happy. It's called How to Sell Your Line to Boutiques, and I'm just going to do something for this call that's a little bit special. What it is, it's three sessions of online, like kind of webinar training. They are pre-recorded sessions, so you can start right away. If you decide you want this, then you can start learning as soon as you hang up from this call, from this webinar, okay? There's an online classroom, so you can learn at your own pace, and you can watch the videos a number of times. You'll have complete access to all the material for as long as I'm running the course, which I would expect would be years and years. So you have the three trainings plus all the worksheets. You have the email template, like this is exactly what the email should look like and what it should say when you send it to a retailer.
Oh, amazing.
Okay? Yeah, it's good, it's good. And then it has, you know, the worksheets and PDFs and a bunch of downloads to help support you. It tells you how many stores you should approach at one time, what the process is, what to send, how long until you follow up, how many times to follow up, you know, before you become a stalker, you know. We don't want that. No stalking. And you also have all of the written transcripts of the boot camp sessions. So
I think someone is just asking about this as well.
Yeah, about the written. Yeah, you get.
Yes.
Yeah, you get the written transcripts of the boot camp sessions. Plus,
yep.
You'll get the two bonuses today. You'll get all the scripts that Amy and I just went through, and you'll get the script that I'm about to go through of calling on the phone. Okay, and we're obviously giving you the general scripts. But for you to work on your personal script, I mean, these scripts will be pretty much what you need. And then you want to practice yours. So for the first 12 people who decide to take me up on this offer, you're going to have a live call-in session, another session like this, but we're all going to be on the phone together, and there's only 12 people. So you're going to say, Jane, I sell, you know, children's wear. I would like to talk like this, and you're going to try it out with me, okay?
Right.
And there's only 12 of those. And to be honest, that's going to be a live call, and there's not everybody can come. So believe me, if you can come, you're going to get a lot of help, and it's going to be like a private session for you, really.
And that's
and those
really, just going back to what you guys talked about, getting some confidence, this type of things can give you some confidence. If they'll do a little bit of talk with you and practice it,
yeah,
they feel much better about doing it. You know,
oh.
If I had the chance to do it, you would be the first one I'll sign up with, I can tell you.
Yeah. Well, this is from something I'm finally listening to the designers and listening to what they want.
Cool.
And I remember asking my rep when I first had a rep, what's the script I should use when I call? Give me a script. And she laughed. She laughed at me. She did. And I was like, but I want the script. She goes, you just get on the phone and you just be nice. And I was like, but what words? You know? So, and then if you can't make that live, if you are one of the first 12 to sign up, you'll get that bonus call, and you'll get a recording of it if you can't make it. And you can send your questions in email early, and I'll answer them live on that call for the 12 of you. So does that make sense? So if you sign up for the boot camp today, you're going to get the scripts, you're going to get all the training, and you're going to get a live session, all for $99, the same price. So I think that's good. I think that's a great deal. And I hope to see you guys on that. The call, if you're wondering the date, to be honest, I didn't pick the date yet. It's going to be in about 2 weeks, and I will let you know tomorrow when I get back to my calendar.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, if you get your first order, you already cover that course.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
absolutely.
And
you get one tenth of an order.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, so for those of you on the phone, you go to janehamill.com/bootcamp. JaneHamill.com/bootcamp. And it's $99. And you can also just, if you're on the screen, on the left there, you'll see a little button.
Yep.
Yeah, you can click on that. It says bootcamp.
Perfect.
Okay, so that's for those of you who would like to continue with this conversation, because I could talk about this all day. I love this.
Yes.
All right.
By the way, we do have a few questions about the sign-up, so I just want to make sure that you guys see on your left, there's a button under the share this. There's a button that says sell to boutiques course. Just press this. It will take you to the registration page, and from there, you just fill it in and start right away after this call.
Yeah, it gives you, right at the top of that page, you'll see like a little video about the bootcamp, and then you can do add to cart. You can read about the sessions if you want to. But if you know you want it and you want to be one of the first 12, you know, then go for it if it feels right. And if it's not the right time for you and you don't need it, that's great too. Whatever's good.
Awesome.
But now's the time for the bonuses.
Yes.
All right, so shall we get back to when you call on the phone? And then I'm going to go through this, and then we'll take some live calls, hopefully, and more questions.
Okay,
so Boaz, we don't have like a formal script, so I'm just going to kind of do it. But if you could interrupt me and tell me, you know, when you think I when you have something to add, I would love that.
Sounds awesome. Let's go.
Okay, so let's say that you have sent something to the buyer. Maybe you sent them something in the mail, or you sent something in the email. Then it's time to start to follow up to see. Here's what happens. Now, I just can tell you what happens because I was sitting there at my desk year after year after year, okay? And this is what would happen. Ring, ring. Hello, Jane Hamill Boutique. Hi, this is Mary from White Paper Designs. I sent you a postcard last week, and I'm just wondering if you got it. If I got it, I don't know. I get about 40 postcards a day. Oh, well, I'm from White Paper Designs, and we were wondering, okay, so right there I want to stop you. I'm Jane from White Paper Designs does not mean anything to the buyer, okay? We don't know what that is. I mean, if you say I'm Jane from, you know, Max Mara, I'm going to recognize that name.
Sure.
But what you want to say is this, all right? Let's start again. Bling, bling. Hello. Hi. I'm Jane from White Paper Designs, and we do women's wear this kind for this people. I'm wondering if I could speak to Mary, okay, because Mary's the buyer. And in the boot camp, we go over, like, how do you know the name of the buyer? Where do you find them? How do you know which stores to pitch? But let's say you know this one's Mary. Well, Mary's not here. Oh, okay. Well, I sent a postcard. It had a purple back and a front with a big balloon on it, and it had such and such, and I would just love to reach Mary to get her feedback on my line. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe you could just email her. Okay. Yeah. Would you let me know? I have blank, blank, blank as the email. Is that correct? No. You want to use this email, okay, and say, okay, absolutely. I'm going to send her something, and then what's your name? Okay, and they'll be like, okay, I'm Cheryl. Okay, thanks a lot, Cheryl. So I'm Jane from White Paper Designs. I'm going to shoot this over to the buyer, Mary, and then I'll hope to hear back. Okay, great. Good talking to you. Bye. Okay, so why did I just do that? Why did I get Cheryl's name, right? Why did I try to be as friendly as possible to Cheryl? Number one, Cheryl's the gatekeeper to get to Mary. Number two, what I can now do is to say in the email, Cheryl suggested I email this to you.
I like that.
Because she did. I mean, it's a little sneaky, but But if you did have a nice little conversation with somebody and they said best thing is to email her, and you write in there, so-and-so said to email this to you, they're going to open it. And you don't have to pretend like you're the best friend of Cheryl, but you put in there, hey, I spoke to Cheryl. She thought this was the perfect email, best email to send this to you. And then you go into the perfect, you know, the template of what the email should look like right there. Okay? And that's how you can get in from a follow-up call. You can turn a call into more of a personal opportunity to contact the buyer.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so the other thing people would do is they'd say, ring, ring, hi, this is Jane. I make this and this, and I'd like to make an appointment to show the line. Okay, so to me, that's frustrating as a retailer, because I really don't even know what to do yet. Could we date a little before we get married?
Right.
I don't know if I want to see the line. How about if you make it really clear what it is that you're selling? Okay? So,
oops.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I think my phone is dying, so I'm going to switch phones as we talk. Okay, so
I can still hear you.
Is there a scenario that I'm missing that should go over next, Boaz?
No, I think you're recovering
okay.
Situations.
The other thing you can do is when you call back, let's say you call back and you say, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm trying to reach the person who's in charge of buying new lines. Okay? Sometimes that's a better way to do it than to say, I'm trying to reach the buyer. Because if you're the buyer, you're like immediately on the defensive. I know that's hard to understand if you're a designer, but as a person who gets pitched all day long, and honestly, when I had my store and people would come in with their big garment bag, I would like my gut would just cringe. I'd just be like, oh, seriously?
Right.
And the disadvantage is if you're in New York, you can't leave it in your car.
Right.
You know, here in the rest of the country, you can walk in with nothing except maybe a little sample in your purse or in your line sheets.
And
in
we
New
actually
York,
had a question about that.
Okay.
Some asked really what happens if we go by public transportation. How do we deal with this? Do we just...
Yeah, you have no choice.
No.
You have to do what Boaz did, or you have like a little suitcase. So they don't know that it's actually your samples. You know, that you could just be on your way to the airport.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have much, you have no choice. And
right.
Then you just bring like three pieces, so you're not overwhelming them. And then you can just show them to get a feel and try to set a better appointment next time. But there's two more tips I wanted to share if you're calling, okay? The other thing is when you call, let's say you get Mary on the line. You have two choices, Mary being the buyer. You have two choices. You can say, I'm Jane. I'm from Maribel, you know, contemporary women's sportswear at these price points. I've been in your store. I've heard about your store. What you don't want to say is, I just know my stuff would be a great fit for your store. Because I can guarantee you that retailers hate that. How do you know it's a good fit for my store? You're not the owner. I'm the owner, lady. You know, that's what goes through their minds. On the surface, it's a very benign thing to say. You know, to you, it's like, oh, I just know it would be a great fit. You know, it sounds fine. But as a retailer, I can tell you that is cringeworthy. They dislike it when you assume that you know better than them or as well as them. So you don't want to say, I know it would be a great fit for your store. You could just say, we hang with these lines that you currently carry. And so, you know, it might be a good fit. It might be something you might, you know, that could work for you.
Someone is asking a question that I think is relevant to what you're saying, so I'm just going to jump in with it.
Please.
Michelle King from Chicago says that sometimes she asks the buyer to go online and look at their website as they're on the phone. Is
yeah,
that
a great idea.
Recommend, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if they'll do it. Do they do it?
That's the other thing, yeah. That I don't know. It really depends to what degree they are there in the conversation or not. But obviously, if you get their intention and you can have that, you see an opening for it,
mm-hmm.
probably be a good idea.
I don't know if we'll
get to it.
Yeah, I mean, if you've – see, this is the thing about Amy, too. She does have a great personality, and she is prepared. And she was only pitching stores that made sense for her, right?
Right.
So if you're flowing with someone and you guys are talking, you can say, hey, I mean, you might like it. If you're in front of your computer, just go to Maribel.com. That's a great lead. That's a great idea.
Right.
Because a lot of times what's going to really sell your line is not how great your line is. It's how great you are.
Sure.
I mean, it helps,
a lot of
helps,
has to
you
do
know?
With that. And actually,
it helps, sorry.
No, absolutely. And that actually kind of comes with you being more experienced and a little bit more confident, and you know, you feel better about just being yourself, and that's really when you do the sales better than anybody else. But that just takes practice, and at the end of the day, yeah, the product has to be great, but part of it has to do also with you, and you know.
Yeah. And I actually the fear of selling and the confidence is a big issue, and it's something we go over quite a bit on in the boot camp, because I think that's one of the biggest things. Once you kind of know the basics, it's the fear factor or the level of confidence that sets you apart, I think, from the next salesperson.
I'm 100% behind that.
You are?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can tell you for myself as well that was part of it. The more you feel better about it, the better. And the truth is, if I could recommend something, if there's a way that you can start with boutiques that you feel more comfortable approaching them, or you know that the buyer might be more approachable, or anything like that that you think you might have a better chance getting to, the
good
idea
point.
Is really just to get this first wind, you know,
yeah.
to kind of get something going, yeah. and then your confidence gets better as you reach out to other stores.
You know, I was talking with a client the other day, and this actually is in part of the program where we say, okay, don't start with your favorite store in Manhattan.
Exactly.
Go to a nice store in a far out suburban New Jersey suburb. You know, so if you flub up, you don't. You know, it's no big deal. It's okay. Like, don't start with your favorite store.
Right. Right.
Warm yourself up a little.
Right. I mean, exactly. Get through two or three. Honestly, even if you get rejected the first couple of times, believe me, you're going to learn from that as well. And the third and fourth time, you'll know better what to do. So no matter what the experience is in the first few times, you will get better as you do it more. So try to start with ones that are, you know, you'll be okay if you're not going to make
it. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I just got a little text from Julia, my assistant.
Uh-huh.
She said we have eight people have signed up.
Oh, that's now. Awesome. Because
yeah, so there's still a few spots.
For some reason, some people ask us if they said that they clicked the link and it didn't take them. I tried it just now when we were on the call, and it does work. So just in case it doesn't work, just email us directly, either through our website or
they click the link to get to the info or to purchase?
No, to purchase.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, but
yeah, we'll hold your spot. You know, just refresh it or start over, go back to the website or do something.
Right.
Because I don't know why that might happen, but
we'll
work with you.
Just directly or send in questions. We'll definitely give you an information, or we'll try to give you the link directly. But I can tell you that I tried it as we were on the call when I saw that question, and it worked. So it should be okay.
Okay. All right. Do you have another question, or should we see if what I'd love to do is bring somebody online and just practice once?
Okay. The question is, let's see if someone is willing to go on the line. And
yeah, so here's this. How about if you want to go on the line, do they raise their hand, Boaz?
They need to press star 2.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah,
and,
so anyone who's on the phone, we're looking for somebody who's willing and able and up for a challenge. Come on the phone. I'll be the buyer. You be the seller. And let's practice once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have one.
All right. A nice, brave person.
It is. She's from Harrisburg City, Pennsylvania. I'm going to put her or him on the line.
Great.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Meredith.
Hi,
hey,
Meredith.
How are you?
Good for you.
I'm actually here in New York. My phone just happened to be back in my home city.
Awesome.
Okay. So, you ready for a little practice?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Ring, ring. Hi, this is Boaz's Boutique. May I help you?
Hi, my name is Meredith Bantoff. I am a, I guess I'm getting nervous.
Right, that's okay. That's okay.
I'm really nervous. I have a contemporary women's clothing line for tailored clothing, and it's approximately, price points are around $75 to $125.
Oh, you know what? It's my first day. I'm an intern. Hold on a second. Let me just get someone for you. Because you know that might happen, right? Okay, so then I come back and go, hi, this is so-and-so's boss. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Meredith Bantoff. I am an emerging designer, and I develop contemporary tailored women's clothing with a price point approximately $75 to $125 wholesale.
Okay. Who do you sell to? What kind of a customer is it for?
So it generally, my boutiques are in cities where women have to wear a uniform because it's your it's mainly dress shirts and cardigans for your 9-to-5 workplace.
You have daytime clothes like to wear to work? I'm finding that really hard to find, actually.
Yes, and it's I'm specializing in fits and styles that are for curvier women.
That's perfect, Meredith. Fit and styles for curvier women. Now, right there, I can say, nope, absolutely not. I have a bunch of stick figure yoga people, okay? Or I can say, oh, my gosh, and work clothes for these people? I have hit pay dirt. Where can I find more information about your line, Meredith?
So I can send you a lookbook, and also you can go to my website online, and then I would give you a specific login so you can see the whole stuff side of things.
Okay, yeah, let me do that. What's your website? Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
It's not built yet.
Let's try this. Say it one more time, and then I'm going to give you a different answer, and I'll see what you say back.
Sure.
Okay? Okay, so, and I think the key there is to say, I think probably we'd massage this a little more, and you would leave out the part about the price points at first. I think maybe I overstepped that a little, and you'd say, go back to the, I have workwear for curvier women, or like, you know, whatever it is. Like, that's the hook, I think, for you. Okay, ring, ring. Hi, this is Boaz's Boutique. This is Jane, the owner.
Hi, Jane. Good afternoon. My name is Meredith Bantoff. I am an emerging designer and launching a line for fall 2013. It is workwear for curvier women, tailored high-end clothing.
Yeah, we don't have any. We don't do workwear at all.
Okay, perfect. Well, do you happen to have any recommendations?
Perfect. This is not your first day to the party, Meredith. Yeah. That was perfect. Yes. Oh, you know who does workwear? This other store on my street. Her name's Betsy. She's nice. You should call Betsy, and it's blah, 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 blah. Because that's exactly the truth. Guys, that's a perfect thing Meredith did. Just ask, do you know anybody who – do you have any recommendation stores who might be interested? Because surprisingly, retailers are really willing to help you find the store that works for you if it's not for them.
Sure. They're not mean people. They just don't have the time.
No, you're right. They're not mean people at all.
The truth is, the only thing to understand is to kind of understand their point of view as well. When you have a store, and it can be that like 5 or 6 times a day you get in, maybe more even, get approached by new designers, and you have so much on your plate to do every day as is, that's really where it gets complicated, and they try to just cut through the ones that are not ready for them. That's pretty much the story, you know. It's not personal. It's something to just keep in mind.
Meredith?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. You did great.
Yeah, I have a question. So
yeah, sure.
So since I am actually launching for next fall, so this will be my first season going market in January, how many stores should I expect to reasonably be able to get into? I mean, I'm doing my research and I'm trying to be prepared, but what's a good number?
Wow, that's impossible to answer.
Okay. I didn't know if there was like a benchmark or if
I would shoot for 5 stores. That would be my goal. We have a client that Boaz and I were with. She's in like 11 or 12 right now, her first season.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'd say that's doing really well. If you're going to sell it yourself, sorry, go ahead.
No.
I'll be selling myself, and I also have a sales rep. And then I'm hoping to try to get other showrooms. Now, I know it's difficult, but I'm hoping that with my presentation and my online and, you know, backup plan is that I sell the whole thing myself. But I'm hoping to be able to get another showroom out in California.
So then I would up that, you know, if you have other people helping. Boaz, you have a thought?
A lot of designers actually want to get to as many stores as they can in the beginning, and I'm not a big fan of that as much, actually. I think your first season, if you get to 5 to max of 10 stores, it's a good way for you to also test the whole process. You know, how you work with stores, how you produce your product, can you deliver in time, can you handle all this, can you actually do it the way it's supposed to do before you jump and make it bigger. So it's also things that you kind of want to keep in mind. Because I've seen situations where designers went and got orders, and then, you know, you get one chance with a lot of these stores. You
right.
want to deliver. You want to deliver the right product. You want to make sure that everything works for you. There's a lot of things that are new for you in the process. So it's more than the quantity. It's more of like, if you get, as Jane said, if you start with 5 to maximum 10 stores, I think it's a good way to start, and it means that there's response to it. And more so, if there's something that you need to improve in the product and the process, that's a good chance for you to do it before you go and do it bigger, instead of burning bridges along the way. So there's something to keep in mind.
And then this is another good one that might help other people. What on your line sheets, what types of minimums would you put? So you, let's say you only get in 5 stores. What do you have to buy, you know, at least a size round, or how many styles?
It's really up to the designer. If you're producing in a small quantity, maybe you have no minimum. You know, that's a case-by-case minimum. Maybe you just say, look, I'd like you to buy 8 pieces, so you're carrying the line. Or I'd like, you know, a $500 minimum. Like, it's very individual. There's no rule on that.
Also, one thing to just keep in mind is if when you have stuff in their store, you want to make sure that they have a good representation of your line. So if they take like just and some designers like to do that, that at least have a minimum of like a size run or at least 4 or 5 pair of styles. So when there's stuff on the hanging in the stores, there's a reasonable representation of it, and not just 1 piece and 2 piece here and stuff like that. Not just the amount of the order. It's just something to think of as well.
That's good advice.
All right, cool. Good luck.
Hey, Boaz, I have like 2 minutes before I have to go. I have another. I have a client. So, do we have one more question or anything?
We have a question. I know people that wants to do another call, so it's. I'm assuming.
To do a practice call?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm afraid I'm out of time. By the time I get it, I'll be late. If you want to do a practice call, then, you know, invest in the program, and we'll do it in 2 weeks. I'll get the date ready for you. And if I get so many people who want it and they want that and it goes way more than 12, which it's looking like that's the situation.
For some reason, I must say that we get questions that people either get the wrong link or are not getting the link. Something is broken there, but I tried it a few times and it seems to work. So,
is it the link that to purchase though? I don't know.
I'm pressing
the
Sell to Boutique course. It takes me to your page where you can scroll down and get to add to cart. And when you add to cart, it adds how to sell your line to boutiques. And that's the one that you.
Yes, it's only going to say that's the how to sell your line to boutiques. The bonuses are not on your purchase.
Right. So that's what you guys are signing up for, and the rest will come from it. But there's a lot of, it's pretty straightforward from the way I'm doing it. So it should be okay.
Sorry, guys. Refresh. If it's not working, just refresh and try again. And I apologize. And we'll help everybody, you know, as soon as I get off this other client call, if there's any questions or any problems, we will take care of you. If you want to do it, we'll get you in there and we'll get you on that free, we'll get you the bonuses too, okay?
Yeah. And if you go, and even if you just go to janehamill.com and you go to, you probably go to...
online programs and classes.
Yes, you'll get to them. So if not, email us and we'll give you a direct link or just go on Jane's website and we can do that.
Yeah, it's true. My system is weird sometimes, but if you refresh three times, it usually starts over. Sorry about that. But I think it's I've seen a lot of sales coming in, so I think it's working. It is working. It just might be that there's some trouble.
Right.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to buzz off the call. Could you tell us, Boaz, about the next one? We have a date, right?
Yeah, next month, October 19th, a Friday as usual, we're going to do a webinar about developing your fashion line. Everything that kind of has to do with going through the process of developing patterns, sourcing fabrics, figuring out the whole process of, okay, I want to make this line happening. What's next? Where do I find fabrics? How do I find people to work with? Any kind of strategies to find the right people to save time. This process can be long and very expensive, so we can help you we want to help you and give you tips and how to do it the best way. You can register if you'll go to our website, Love Indie Design. On the first page, there's information there and registration for next month, and we'll also send you reminders in the next few weeks.
Give us the date again? It's Friday, October...
October 19th.
Awesome.
And it's 1 p.m. again.
And it's free.
Free, yeah, absolutely.
And then I just ask you, if you like this, will you please spread the word? Tell your friends. Pay it forward.
Yes.
You can tweet us out at Indie Design Ass. It should be on your screen right now, INDIE.
Yes. Jane, I think Jane dropped. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Am I back? Are there?
You are. Sorry, something.
Oh, sorry. I was just talking. But the Twitter is Indie Design Ass, at Indie Design ASS. Facebook is Indie Design Association. If you like this webinar, pay it forward. Let the world know.
Absolutely.
Tweet it out.
Yes.
Thanks. That was so fun.
Stay in touch. That was amazing.
I had a great time.
Awesome.
And we're going to have a great time in the group too.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll talk to you. Thank you much, everybody.
Have a great weekend, and thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.